give life and life abundantly. So, who's the thief? Satan is the thief. And so many times God gets a bad rap because we blame God for things that happen in our life. Why did you leave me, God? Why? He never left you. He never left you. Satan flipped. He flipped you over to where now your back is there. And you just don't hear him as clearly. But we have a way to get you back, right? Okay. We are in a due season right now. I think my pastor has been talking about that due season, right? Well, we need to do our part, don't we? We need to flip ourselves back because, you know, God is stable. He's right here. It's our job. How do we do that? First, we identify the lies. We have to identify the lies, and once we recognize them, what do? We need to repent for our part in the lie. Even if we didn't do anything wrong, we still believe the lie. So if we're believing the lie of the enemy, it keeps that gap going. We've got to forgive ourselves. We've got to forgive others. Then we need to renounce that lie that we've been believing. We turn away and flip. He's right here. We replace the truth with the truth, which is usually the opposite of a lie. So if your lie is fear, you flip it to faith. If your lie is anger, you get joy. If your fear is rejection, you're accepted. It's just that flip. We need to get back to that communication. The flip is a choice. We have to choose change. We have to do our part. Remember, God is constant. He's always there to connect us. His magnet is ready. Even if we're out here, we don't have to work our way back. All we have to do is flip, and He meets us where we are. So how do we connect with others? Well, we need to stay connected to God the Father. We need to listen to His voice. We need to obey what He's telling us. We need to tell others about Jesus. And we need to show them, by example, how to connect to Jesus. So, here's what I do to connect. I love to bake. I love to bake. And so I know somebody who loves my snickerdoodles. So, Ryan, God told me to make these for you. Yeah, and I'm going to give them to you because God just wants to bless you today. And I hope you enjoy them. God bless. Another way I connect, I love to give. Love to give. Fabian. God told me this morning when I came in that He wanted to give a gift to you. He wants you to go and have lunch on Him today. He just wants to bless you this morning. So I'm going to give you that gift. I love you. Another gift God has given me is hugs. I love to hug people. Really take comfort. Yes. I love you. Can I give you a God hug? God just wants to wrap His arms around you. And He wants you to know. You have joy, because that just brought me a ton of joy. I'm using my gifts to help somebody else. situations that were hidden under the rug came to light because there was disconnection involved in people's hearts. But God turns things around, and He recognized that we can connect in each and every way possible. A lot of people were reminded of the need to be together in person, the need to get off your phone, get off the virtual reality world, and actually meet with someone. One of the things that I try not to get scared of, but if I'm not going to, is the AI movement, right? It is trying to take away connection. And we are not going to allow it, right? We are not going to allow it to replace the humanity, the humanness, and the individuality that God created in each and every single one of us to live in true divine connection with each other. In Acts 1:8, God promised us this, that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be seized with power, and you will be messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distance, the provinces, provinces, even to the remotest places in the earth. What does that mean? It's an action word again. It is to go. Go into the nations and preach the gospel. Go into the nations and be filled with God. He's already has filled, already done so, so that you can what? Share His love. It's a commission. We are to share God's love with everyone, everywhere, at all times. We are not to withhold. We are not to keep it to ourselves. It said in Acts 2:44-47, it says, every day, sometimes like, I don't want to even come here 3 times a week or 2. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts, and they broke bread in their homes and ate together. They had communion together. God prepared a table so that they can commune and see each other's true self that God created in them. With gladness and sincere hearts, they praised God, which we did today, enjoying the favor of all people. And then what happened? This is what would happen. Added in numbers daily, because they daily decided intentionally, purposefully, to press into God's presence and to press into each other, the God inside of us. And so when we gather together, we are filled with God's fire and presence so that we can be the Acts 2 church, so that we can be together with our Papa God, and that we can have the intimacy and walk out seeing the signs and the wonders and the miracles that we've been declaring for a while, and we are going to see. Because God said to this church that there's going to be nothing broken and nothing missing, that we're going to have people coming into here knowing God's love, assured of God's love, and healed, saved, delivered. I open it. And so the connection answer to God's cry inside of us is to connect others to the Father. They don't know who the Father is, and we get knowing the Father inside of us and having Jesus, like Pastor God prophesied, Jesus is already in us. They don't know out there who their Father is. They don't know that they're loved. They don't know. So the Godhead is enough. We have it enough. He's enough to show forth His glory so that He can get the glory. And the connection